on the phone right now with Quake Matthews, Haligonian rapper. And did we wake you up? You're on the West Coast right now.
No. I've been up early with the time change. I've been up too early, actually.
I noticed that you've still got the 902.
Yeah. Have to, man.
I didn't know if maybe now that you've hit the big time with Ice Cube here that you've been that you might have an LA area code.
No, not quite. 902 forever, man. I don't think that'll ever change.
Quake Matthews, who has some pretty cool news. You might have seen his Instagram account. If not, he announced that he worked with Ice Cube. And why don't you tell us a bit about this experience and how it all came about? Because that's big news for you, man.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy to not only be on a song with Ice Cube, but Starface as well. You know, two of the most iconic figures in hip-hop history. Like, we're talking all time here. And then to be on a song with those two, little old me from Halifax, like, it's just unbelievable. I can't even fathom it.
Mr. Matthews, love, pack your bags, we going on an ego trip to a place that I visit often 3-4 sips. Head bigger than a mascot, me no limp. Put your card like a dealer on the Reno Strip.
But it all basically started when Ice Cube had a contest, and basically he had a space for an open verse, and fans could put their verse in this space. And I think there was about 3,000 or 4,000 entries, and ultimately he picked the best one to be a part of the song. That was the contest. And then one day I woke up from a nap and there was hundreds of notifications on my phone, and I'm like, what is going on? So I open up Instagram and he announced me as the winner. And then later I found out he was gonna use the song for his album. So it's a dream come true, and it's really indescribable. So basically I just sent the raw files that I recorded in my basement in Fairview, Halifax. And it ended up on the Ice Cube album.
Did you speak with Cube directly?
I actually did. I was invited out to, he has this basketball league he's the owner of. It's called the Big Three. And I was invited out to a game, and it was in Detroit. And basically he gave us floor seats, got to sit courtside and watch the games and hang out with him a little bit. And, you know, had a chance to meet him and talk to him and ask him for advice and you know, hear his insight on what he thought about my verse and all that great stuff. So it happened pretty quickly. So it was pretty amazing.
Quake, was there a piece of advice that he gave you that stuck out?
Yeah. So basically it was more just along the ends of the business aspect of it. You know, we're all artists, but sometimes we forget that this is a business. And I was watching the NWA movie on the plane there, you know, to kind of get fired up a little bit. And I asked him, you know, when the rest of the group signed their contracts and he refused to sign, I asked him as a teenager, like, what gave you that insight and what made you not sign that contract and want to change your situation? You know, looking at the big picture, and how did you know it was wrong? And then we just had an in-depth conversation about, you know, how this business, sometimes people can take advantage of you, and you always got to be sure to read over your contracts and have a lawyer look things over and trust your gut. And it was pretty cool.
Quake Matthews joining us by phone from the West Coast, Halifax rapper on Ice Cube's Man Up. It's My Ego, Ice Cube, Scarface, Quake Matthews. Pretty cool stuff. And if you don't mind, I just wanted to do... I was going to quiz you really quick to see if you could pick up what words I'm saying from what Ice Cube song. Do you mind if I read a couple lines and see if you can guess the tune?
Yeah, all right. You're going to put me on the spot. Let's try it, man.
Get me on the court and I'm in trouble. Last week messed around and got a triple-double.
It was a good day.
Ah, there we go.
It was a good day. Yeah.
Get me on the court and I'm troubled. Last week messed around and got a triple-double. Freaking brothers every way like MJ. I can't believe today was a good day.
That's one that you're going to pick up on pretty quick.
Yeah, classic.
Quake, did you invite Ice Cube to Halifax to have a donaire or to wander around Pizza Corner?
I did not, but that's a great idea. We got to get Ice Cube his first donaire, I think.
Quake Matthews, Halifax rapper, getting the opportunity to work with Ice Cube, which is pretty cool stuff. Listen, man, I know you're probably a busy guy now. You're hitting it big, so I'll let you go, but appreciate the time. That's really cool of you.
Hey, Blair, thank you so much. I appreciate you, and even to just have a rapper on the rock station, that's amazing, man. I appreciate the open-mindedness. Thank you so much, man.